Are we back? My voice is making a little green thing go up and down, so I think we're back.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
All right, we're back.
So we were talking about, you had a case where you knew a
yes.
pup who his partner was not comfortable or had no interest, really, in
him. I think that would be it, yeah.
I don't know if it was more just not comfortable or no interest, but either one, it's about the same. What does it matter?
Yeah, so he just didn't, and he had approached us, and he said, if I sent him down to your house, will you train him to be a pup?
Mm-hmm.
He realized that the boy or the pup mm-hmm. really like was just fascinated with this, and he just wanted so much to do this, and mm-hmm. I got to give his partner a lot of credit for being able to let that go
mm-hmm.
and sending him to us.
Yeah.
And I said, and we had a verbal agreement right from the very, very beginning. This was nothing but him coming here and being a pup for the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. No sex, no nothing.
Well, there's someone else at the park that is you kind of do that with as well. That it's only just about pup play, and that's it.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. Oh, someone else posed me a question. I guess I'll ask you this question, then everyone will know online, too.
All right.
If somebody is, let's say somebody's pup.
Yeah.
And then some that relationship or whatever ends, and somebody else wants to become their handler.
Yeah.
Do they take them out and buy them a new leash, or can they allow them to use their old leash and collar?
Wow, that's a good one.
Well, I think it would depend.
Because someone actually approached me last night at the party and says, "What do I do if I want? Should I go out and buy a new collar and leash?" And collar this person with that, or should I let him use his old one?
That's not who we're thinking about, is it?
No, not at all.
Okay. Wow, you saw that face, eh? Wow. Was somebody different?
No.
I was that person?
I mean, to me,
really?
It would be if the person likes the collar that was given to him, I would respect the individual to come and say, look, the pup really still likes that collar. It has history to it.
You know I'm having so many issues with this on so many different levels, but go on.
That's why I'm asking you this. And it isn't the pup that was asking this.
You know what it is?
Somebody who it wasn't the pup.
But you know what it is? It's sometimes you have to let go. And I would mm-hmm. rather that we let go, but with that we're still part of
the family.
The family and what we started. And mm-hmm. and again, with that's okay with our conditions.
But that was a question. That's why I'm asking.
Well, I look at it this way. I'm not I agree letting go is right.
I mean, I understand.
And that way you make a new start, and you make, for me, having someone else put a lock on that collar that we gave the boy Neil is not acceptable.
And I understand, but that's a boy collar.
But that's
different from a pup collar? I guess that's why I'm asking.
Okay.
That.
The pup collar, I think, like you know, your first collar that was given to you mm-hmm. is something that will be with you for a long time. And to me, I consider it, actually, what would you say, a great gesture of appreciation and respect and mm-hmm. honor that said, look, I'm still proud of where I came from and what you did
but
for
that
me.
But that's, okay, go on.
And
on,
I would still like to show, but with that, again, I would say, okay, but there are conditions to that.
So how if you're going to allow that, how can you put conditions on it? That's
because
not fair.
Because no. If you still want to wear my property, these are the rules and regulations. Mm. A, you have to continue to respect what we taught you, and your owner has to respect what we taught you, and at the same time, which that individual in particular, I said last night, I said, you have somebody there who's very special to me, and you hurt that person, you will have to deal with me. So again, there are more responsibility. It's not, for some people it's just a game, but for some of us it's a way of living.
Right, and I think the person that asked did, in the short time he's met us, kind of respected the fact that it wasn't a game to us, and I mm-hmm. think that's why he asked me that question.
Yep.
And I honestly didn't have the answer, because I said, you know, I can tell you what the answer would be if it was a boy collar. For instance, this collar could never be reused mm-hmm. by any other master, period, end of story. That's just the way it is with a boy collar. But I'm really not sure when it comes to pup play and pup collars. What really are the same rules? Because there isn't as many, you know, things just aren't written down or aren't
That's very true.
Documented as much as they are for a boy or a slave.
I like the fact that there isn't for pups, because to me pups are supposed to be a lot more playful. And it's definitely something, and I know I do this with the pups and that, is it's got to be where, well, basically, I like it where it's adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, with a boy, yeah, we set out a lot of rules, mm-hmm. right? And, I mean, you come to just do them without even really knowing. You know
correct.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just comes part of whom you are. Where with pups, I like the lack of structure because a pup's supposed to be playful.
Yeah.
And if there's too much structure, all of a sudden he's can't get into that puppy headspace because he's just worried too much about, oh, what happens if I pee on the couch?
Or, yeah.
Right. And for me, I mean, that's, I think, why one of the other reasons that I do is I'll train the pups as boys at the same time, right? Because mm-hmm. then, yes, there's structure, and this is kind of, you know,